Yo, 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 what's good, everybody? What's good? What's good? How's everybody doing? How's everybody been? How is everybody living? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Soliloquy Podcast. This is episode 9 of season 2. If you guys don't know, I don't do my podcast in episode after episode, meaning, you know, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to like 55. I just feel like it's easier to remember, you know, the number you're on if you go by season. So every year will be a season, and that's how I do it. So this is season 2, episode 9. Guys, I appreciate everybody who has been listening to the content. Appreciate everybody listening to the last episode. Please just do me a favor and spread the word. I am doing my best to try to take what I think one of my creative skills is, and that's speaking and putting out content and just trying to make my, you know, make my footprint somewhere in the digital space. Once again, thanks for everybody who's been listening. Thanks for everybody who, you know, shared the pod. People call me and tell me, yo, I listened to the last one. Yo, it was good. I understood. Yo, some people call and told me I listened to the last one. And it was like, yo, you be wildin'. But either way, I'm just glad that, you know, when people hear, you know, they get something out of it. I remember one of my friends called, just was laughing, especially the one about the daughters. They just, that was episode, what was that? I think 6 or 7, something like that. Yeah, I think that was 7. And she just was laughing her butt off. I'm like, I know I'm making some kind of point here. I mean, maybe it sounds a little unorthodox the way I make my point come across, but I know that I'm getting something. I know I'm making some sense somewhere to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for, let me look. There we go, that's better. All right. Thank you, everybody, who's been supporting me. Hey, make sure when you guys listen to it on iTunes that you rate it 5 stars so I can, you know, get some new listeners in and, you know, attract new people to the pod, because you never know. I know I'm not no superstar. And I know nowadays, you know, celebrities done filled up the fucking podcast space. And I'm going to be real with you. I started my podcast before COVID. So, you know what I mean? I've been doing this for like a good like 2 years, maybe 3 years. No, I think 2 years. 2 years. Yeah. So I started my podcast before COVID. So I am not one of these people that's just out here trying to make a pod because COVID caused everybody to stay in the house. Like I've been on this wave before COVID. So, you know, I'm not, you know, it just seems like the podcast space is being oversaturated with celebrities who just got a name and they just bored. And it's like since they can't go out. I mean, I'm not telling nobody not to get their money and do what they got to do, but I feel like the space is just being oversaturated with people who just want to pod simply because they ain't doing no live events. So they're just podding. But I've had a big, heavy mind full of thoughts for a long time. And 2 years back, I think it was like 2019 when I started it. I just was like, you know what? Yeah, I started. Yeah, that's when I started my pod, the year before COVID hit. So, I was just like, you know, I got to get these thoughts out. And so that's what made me start the podcast to begin with, because I was just like, I always say shit and I'm always talking to myself in my head and talking to myself out loud sometimes. And I just like, I need to put that to use, because I might be a nutcase to some people, but I can have a whole conversation out loud to myself. So that's when I was like, you know what, I'm going to start doing this. I even had a friend tell me that you sound like natural, like, to do it by yourself. He was like, yo, I can't do a pod by myself. I was like, I need somebody to like bounce ideas off with. And I told him, appreciate it. My homeboy, Sean, he got a podcast with another friend of mine, Draft. They do the, it's called Watch Gods. I love their podcast too. Their podcast is fucking dope. So you can guys go check that one out too. It's called The Wash Gods. That shit is dope. Wash with an ED. I know I probably not sound right saying it, but it's The Wash Gods. That shit is dope. Anyway, this episode, man, it's like, as soon as you start talking, you just need a lot of water. But okay, this episode, something I've been thinking about for a while. I feel like I say that every time I start off my topic, but I do. I be thinking about this shit, like shit just be in my fucking head. But this episode here is I titled it. What did I title this? This pod. I titled it Everything Goes, and the artwork I used for my thumbnail for the pod, I feel like it's very what's the word I'm looking at? It's very timely for how I feel that things are going in society today over here in America. The picture I used is a picture of a four-way traffic sign. I mean, a four-way stop, and it's just a bunch of cars and everybody about to like go through. I put a green light on the front of the thumbnail too. But the thing about this green light is all the lights on it are green. I mean, I used a traffic light. I called it a green light. I used a traffic light, and all the lights on the traffic light are lighting up green. And I feel like that's the world we live in today. So it's very it's not a real deep, you know, kind of a thumbnail or nothing. But I do think it's timely to how I feel about how we are in the world. That's how I feel we are. I feel like we're on a collision course, man, to just disaster. I really truly feel like that. Hear me out. We're living in a world where basically everything goes. We're trying to live in a world where I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of social talk. I listen to a lot of stuff where people are discussing things. And the one thing that I seem to be getting a lot, hearing a lot, is just the idea of everything having a different definition for the same words we've been using like our whole life, or everything having a different meaning to different people. Like the definition of a word is not what it means to the next person, or the next person, or the next person. And to me, that's a very troubling thing, that we're taking words that have had a definition forever, and now we're splitting the word up into different definitions that it means for every individual. Like, do you understand how disastrous that is? We are lifting up all labels, all titles, and we're just throwing them all away. I feel like that's what we're doing in this country now. And that is dangerous to me, that we are just like nothing matters. Like nothing means nothing. Everything means something different to everybody. There's no solidarity no more. Everything means something different to someone else. Or it doesn't mean anything at all. That's the other bad part about it. Like, okay, for instance, I guess I'm not getting to the point. I guess for instance, like, when we talk about, let's just talk with sexuality right now. That since that was like really kind of the jump start to all of this. Like, there's homosexuality, there's heterosexuality, and that's pretty much all it used to be. Same sex, different sex. That was basically it. You know what I'm saying? Heterosexual meaning I am a man who likes the opposite sex. Homosexual means I am a man who likes the same sex. You know what I'm saying? Or a woman who likes the same sex. And it's like once that took off, it just now like everything goes. Like literally everything goes. That was not just, you know, gay, straight, or heterosexual, homosexual. There's all these sub things to it. And then Now we're now, you know, that's even okay. Okay, you got trans, you got queer, you got gay, you got fag, you got all of these different things. And then now you got even people are taking verbiage and making that, like, they're throwing that to the wind. So now you can be gay but not be considered a he, or be lesbian but not be considered a she. And it's like we're just, and then when you ask them, it's like, well, what's a label? A label is just, you know, it doesn't matter what label you choose. But what do you mean it doesn't matter what label you choose? If I am a guy and someone says there he goes, he's wrong for saying he? Like, I'm supposed to be like, why are you addressing me as a he? I'm just it, Lord. I'm just, I consider myself a they. Like it's just we're literally just taking labels and foundations and just throwing them to the wind. And I'm like, why are we doing this in America? Why are we just throwing all labels to the wind? Like, you want to talk about marriage? It's like, I mean, what is a family, really? You like, what do you mean, what is a family? A family is a mother, a father, and children. But now that's not a family. A family can be one person. A family can be two people. A family can be you and your dog. A family can be, like, we're just nothing means nothing anymore. There's no solid definitions for nothing. And I'm like, that's not cool. Like, we're just... Jay, hold on, my son is coming and he got this loud ass tablet. You see why I don't be recording until they go to sleep? Jay, come here. Jay. Oh my God. I'm sorry, y'all. He got this loud ass shit. I like my podcast to be raw, so I never hit pause. Jay, come here. This is my life, son. Jay, come here. This thing is loud. I'm trying to do my podcast. You're being loud. Oh, my God. This is so loud. Jay, can you take this upstairs so I can do this? Come here. You want to say hi? Say hi in the microphone.
Hi.
Alright, I gotta do this. Can you take that upstairs? Come here. You wanna say hi in the microphone too?
Yeah.
This is my daughter Giselle. Say hi to the people.
Hi.
Alright, go upstairs, y'all. I'll be up there soon. Let me do this first, okay? See, that's my life. Now you know. Now y'all understand. Now you know why I don't be recording until they go to bed, or sometimes it just take me a long time to record. See. Now you understand. But I super lost my thought. I'm just going to be honest. I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. The no labels thing. Yeah. So we live in... Jay, shut the door. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. The labels thing. Yeah, we live in a world where literally we're making nothing matter, and that bothers me. Like, I can go on and on about this shit. Monique said something today on I was listening to The Breakfast Club, and Monique said she was talking about, like, our women and how they represent themselves today. And she was saying how, like, you know, she see, like, women at the airport with, like, bonnets and pajamas and like, house shoes and shit, like, outside. And it's like, you know, this is the image you're putting out to the world, is basically what she's saying. Like, you should represent yourself in a more appropriate way. And that also has something to do with what I'm talking about. Like, the labels. Like, the fact that it's like we're wearing pajamas outside, people. Like, we're wearing PJs outside now. Like, that's in that used to be inward, inside house bed clothes. Like, now that's considered just wear. You just bed. Who says you gotta wear it indoors? Who said, like we're just losing ourselves. And I am a person who believes that you should always put your best foot forward when you're, especially when you're going outside. My woman don't do that, but I know a lot of women who do that. And as a man, I look at that and I go, yeah, no, you just a smashing past to me. I'll be honest. I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm a man of fact, I'm going to be 100. I'm going to tell you what I do every time I see a girl with pajamas outside. All I'm doing is trying to look at the ass, because when you got on little light clothes like that, you can see the ass better. So when I see a girl who wouldn't appreciate, I just see a girl I want to fuck. Think about this. PJs, there's an easy pull down. Whip, pull them bitches down and get the work. Ain't no unbuckling. Like, that's all I see when I see that shit outside. I'm just being honest. Besides being extremely tacky, all I see is a girl I want to fuck real quick. Especially if she cute. But I wouldn't take a girl like that seriously. Because in my mind, inside clothes is for inside clothes. And the way you present yourself to the world kind of tells me, you know, kind of who you are as a person. Or it gives me an idea of somebody I don't want to be around long term. But that's just me. But people always like, no, who's to say that you gotta wear it inside? And who, like, we're just like, it's inside clothes. Like, we're lifting all barriers, all accountability. See, this is what this does. When we live in a world where we're making nothing matter, where labels don't matter, where everything's accepted in every religion, like, you can be gay in religion, but even though it says otherwise in the Bible. But now it's like, you can be Christian and be gay, but not according to Christian Bible. No, you cannot. But we're just lifting all labels. We're just nothing matters. Everything is just everything. And I'm just like, that's not a good look. I feel like we're on a collision course. And that the picture I use describes that. Can you imagine if there were no road laws? You headed to a four-way. Somebody else on the other end is headed to that same four-way. The people on the left and the right that you can't see yet all headed to the four-way. Can you imagine if all the lights were green? All four angles, every light is green. Y'all all gonna crash into each other. It's gonna be a mess. And that crash is going to cause collateral damage for miles behind you. And I feel like that's what we're headed to. If y'all can hear my kids, I'm sorry. They up there playing. They're actually right there. I don't know if y'all can hear them or not. But that's what I feel like. We're on a collision course to crash. If nothing means nothing and all systems go, no boundaries, lift all accountability, you can be as fat as you want to be a supermodel. We have no more body image. You can be as fucked up as you want as an individual. Just live your life, be free. You can be as broke as a motherfucker and just you should still be able to get the hottest chick, even though that's not true. That never works for men. But you can be whatever the fuck. Like, nothing has a label, no nothing. All it does is create a bunch of fucking lazy ass people who are gonna self-destruct. That's what that does. If there is no standard, if we're lifting all boundaries and getting rid of all standards of living, there's no such thing as being fat. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody's perfect. Everybody's a thing. Like, we're lifting all. Even it's even to the point where you can't even not like something. If you're, and especially if you're a celebrity, and you don't like something, oh, you don't support this, then I'm gonna cancel you. Like, you can't even not like something anymore. You gotta accept everything and let everything just be free, no standard. Like, that is the world we're creating. And not to be mean, but when I was a kid, illegal Mexicans were immigrants. That's what that was. Now it's like dreamers. It's like so immigration doesn't exist anymore. Like, it's just, I'm not saying that this, I don't care. I'm just saying, like, just the fact that it was called a thing. Now it's called something else. And it's just, and I'm telling you, I can go on and on with this. Like, it's just everything just doesn't have. There is no identifying of nothing. Everything is just let it be. Everything is just let it be. And that is very fucking dangerous. I know I'm saying, this is not really the best pod on this episode, because I feel like I'm just complaining about the state that we're in. But that's just what I'm seeing every day. Like, we can't live in a system where nothing matters. How are we going to operate a society for the next, like, 20 to 30, what does the next 50 years, 100 years look like for this country? if nothing means anything, if every time there is a new thing that comes up, as people say, you got to accept me for who I am, and then we got to accept it, where's the standard? Where's the line? Where's the wall? See, the thing about when you go too far left, the problem is that pendulum has to eventually swing back. And when it swings back, it's going to crash hard. And I think the direction we're going in society, where we're just letting all things not matter. Hold on. They are really loud. Hold on, y'all.
Sorry.
It was too loud. I don't know if it can be heard or not in the pod. I couldn't tell. But anyway, if we're living in a world where we're just lifting up all boundaries, like we're gonna all just collide. We're gonna this is and then I think the worst part about it all is that I feel like cancel culture started this. It's just like, if you don't like something, then fuck you. We're going to take your advertisers. We're going to do this to you. We're going to do that to you. And now it's just trickled down into everyday life. Literally, you're not allowed to not like anything. You're not allowed to have a standard. Like, as a man, if you say, I don't like big women, they will be like, how dare you don't like them? But I'm like, but it's just not what I like. Even as a heterosexual man, if I say I'm not into homosexuality, it's like, why? What's the big deal? Like, it's like you're not allowed to have a standard. Like, Kevin Hart couldn't say that he don't want his son to be gay. Like, do you understand that? Like, so he's not even allowed to have a certain standard that he wants his family to have. His family that he made. He's not allowed to have a standard for the family that he made. Do you understand how crazy that is? As a man, I can't even have a standard for my family without the fear of being canceled. So that's why now I'm saying everything goes, because we're just lifting up everything is just so. I'm progressive. Nothing matters to me. Like, it's just that's fucking bullshit. Like we should be able to have a standard. A standard of living, a standard of health, a standard of beauty, a standard of success, a standard of failure. There should be standards for those things. It shouldn't just be nothing fucking matters. And then if we want to really do that, then do you know what kind of fucking Pandora's boxes that's going to open up? What happens when somebody fucking says, I want to marry a 15-year-old, and they say, hey, why are you going against my life, and this is what I love, and is that, what do people get that far? What do people start having relationships with their dogs? What do people start just doing crazy shit? What if we start letting murderers off the hook? Like, what if we start just being progressive about everything? And I think, and this is what I mean when I say, once the pendulum swings one way, it's going to swing back harder coming back, because We're opening up all kinds of Pandora's boxes by letting everything go. Like, when you're a person and you start saying things like my truth instead of the truth, it's not the truth, it's my truth. That's a problem for me. For me personally, that's a problem. Cause now you have just taken something that is the truth. And since it's not, quote unquote, your truth, then it's not true, according to you. So you can have facts, data, and statistics, and none of that shit would matter, because in my truth, that's not the case. Or my truth, I don't think so. So now books doesn't matter. Research, so now it's just, who cares about research? Who cares about books? It's my truth. So now truth gets thrown out the window. Like, do you see what I'm saying here when you open up all of these Pandora's boxes? But that's what we're doing now. People say my truth. But your truth? How is that? But when you lift all boundaries, this is what you get. There's no such thing as the truth now. It's my truth. Dude. What kind of sick, bizarre world are we in where my truth is a thing now? You can have your own truth now. Something can't be true anymore. It's just, this is dangerous territory that we are walking in this country. Lifting all boundaries, having zero standards for anything. We're going to head to a collision course, in my opinion. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we are definitely heading on a collision course. That pendulum is going to swing back, and it's going to hit hard. Like, just being like, just not being able to talk. Even on this podcast, if I actually got famous from doing this podcast, you know what kind of fucking trouble I would have been in already just off of the shit I've said on it in the last year? Like, I just don't understand why is America lifting all labels and letting everything go? Just letting everything be. That is a very dangerous thing. That is very dangerous. There is no human standard for fucking anything anymore. Like, in a black community, and everybody knows this, so this isn't new news, but how can every woman be a queen? How can they all be queens? How can men, how can every man be a king? That is not order. If we're all queens and kings, who are the subjects? So there's no subjects. I'll be more modern, because king and queens is some old fucking history shit. How can all of us be bosses? How can everybody be a boss? What? Do you know what the definition of boss is? Now that doesn't matter. Do you understand? If you start a small business selling fucking hookahs, they'll call you a boss. If you fucking sell weed cookies, you can call yourself a boss nowadays. And I'm like, you're not a boss. Do you know what a boss is? From my understanding, I thought the boss was somebody who employed you, who has a company or a corporation or a huge responsibility, and they employ other people. I thought that's what a boss was. Somebody who's a head of a corporation who hires underlings under him. I thought that was what a boss was. Apparently now you can just sell hookahs and now you're a boss. You don't have no employees. You don't have no major company. You just sell shit out the back of your trunk. Congratulations. You're a boss now. So when did that mean anybody can be? I can say I'm a boss. Like, how am I a boss? Because I said I was a boss. You know, I got a podcast. I got a YouTube. I know I make money. I'm a boss. I'm a boss now. Like, it's so easy to be a boss. And I swore that being a boss, you had to have employees. Apparently you don't. You can just sell beauty products. Now you're a boss now. You're a boss now just like anybody else. Just like any Fortune 500 actual boss. You're a boss because you sell products. Congratulations. You're a boss now. I don't get it. I'm going to shout out one boss because she is a boss. Because she does have a business, she does have a building, and she does employ people. Shout out my girl. Hold on, let me put this down. Take my drink of water. Because, yeah, this, I shout out, because this shit. Ah. Shout out my girl, J. Marie. She got a hair salon. And that's the girl who did the color of my hair. And she actually has a salon, an actual building that is hers, and she employs people. That's a boss. Not, I do hair by myself. No employee, just me. I'm a boss. No, she has a salon. She has people she hires. That's a boss. Not just her doing hair in her house and she's a boss. No. She actually has a building. That's a boss to me. You know, like, I don't understand. Like, we are just taking the word boss and just, but it goes back to what I'm saying. Nothing has meaning. Everything goes. You can even be a boss if you want to, just because. Like, we're losing ourselves in this country. Something we have to have some substance. Something we got to have standards somewhere. We can't live in a place where everything just goes and nothing fucking matters. Like girls are wearing guy clothes. Guys are wearing girl clothes. Girls are calling guys bro. Like, we're losing ourselves, man. We're losing ourselves. We are really losing ourselves. You got fucking people acting like cats are kids and dogs are kids. We're losing ourselves, man. You got a president. And I don't know if this matters, but I mean, to me, it kind of does. Like, you got a president that was racist as fuck at one time, now trying to act like, you know, he cares. And like even being a racist, that was a standard of person. Like, a certain type of person fit into that category. Apparently now that just goes away. It's just, I don't understand. I don't understand the world we live in. Like I said, guys, I apologize that this just sounds like a fucking complaining rant. But I just don't understand how we can continue to go on like this. We got to have standards, people. I have a standard for my home. You know, I have a standard for my home. You know, I'm a father. You know, I have a beautiful wife. I have an adorable son. I got two pretty little girls. Me and Jay take the trash out. Me and Jay do the little handiwork around here. Me and Jay wash the car. Me and Jay cut grass. We do man shit. My daughters are learning how to cook. They wash dishes, you know, and they sit with their mom sometimes when they getting their hair and their nails done. They do pretty girly shit. They do feminine jobs. Me and Jay do the heavy lifting around here. That's roles. I'm a man. I do masculine shit. My son's a boy. He will be a man. He does masculine shit. My daughters are girls. They do feminine shit. My wife's the helpmate in the house. She does feminine shit. It ain't no, my daughters are not taking out the fucking trash. That is a standard that I will not put on them because they are not women. But we live in a world where no, I have a standard for my house, okay? And I'm going to stay in it. This is what it's going to be. Now, I can't tell them who to like, who to not like, who to fuck, who to not fuck, who to be attracted to, not to be attracted to, but I can have a standard for my house. I will be the protector. If someone come kicking in that door, I'm not going to look to my wife like we're equals and expect her to do it. I'm going to grab the motherfucking gun. I'm going to start shooting. You know what I mean? When it's time to buy groceries, I'll give my wife the money. She goes buy the groceries. Why? Because it's a feminine thing. Why? Because she does the cooking. There is a standard and we live by it. Everybody has a role. Not this, what are labels, what are roles, what? Why does it matter? It does matter because it creates the thing that we are losing in this country. Order. I say it again. Order. We're losing order. Things are out of order nowadays. That is the problem. When you lift all labels, lift all barriers, lift all titles, and lift all you're doing is abandon accountability, and now you lose order. And I'm not going to live like that. Me and my family will have order. And I know I'm raising a prehistoric family according to the people of 2021, but my family has order. We sit at the table, we eat together, because that is a standard that I've been putting on this family since it was just me, my wife, and my stepdaughter. We sit together as a family because that's family time. That is a standard. That's something we order. Order, damn it. Like, I don't understand what's happening with everybody else, but I have order in my house. Everyone has a bedtime. Order. Everybody has roles they have to fulfill specifically according to their sex. Me and Jay do man shit around the house. My wife and my daughters do female shit around the house. Order. And I do realize it's probably because I keep order in my household is that my kids aren't fucking nuts. Now, I know you just heard them making a bunch of noise, but they're playing. That's different. When it's time to go to bed and I say go to bed, they go to bed. My kids don't act crazy in public. They don't rant and rave and be like, mommy, I want this, daddy, I want that. And if I say no, that's just the end of it. Because I keep order in my house and I keep order outside of my house when they with me. The world we live in where you got fucking parents scared to be parents. Remember, you're the parent. You are the parent. You should be the authority in your house. But you got parents that are scared to be the authority in their own fucking house. Letting their kids do the dictating. Like, how are we swapping roles? Like, what are we doing in America? Where you're basically your kids tell you what the fuck to do, basically. But I just don't understand. Like, we are opening a Pandora's box for disaster in this country. And it's time that we get back to order. And I say the way we do that is it got to start with households. It got to start with families, okay? We can't have this all these variant definitions for fucking family. We can't have all this mom and her cats, dad and his dogs, this girl with this girl with that girl, this guy with that guy, and this baby they adopted, this single household over here, single household over here. No, we need fucking order. We need mom, dad, kids, house. Mom, dad, kids, house. Mom, dad, kids, house. In every neighborhood on the fucking block, we need to start there. Order in family. Then after we do that, we can have order outside. We have to have order how we dress, how we walk, how we talk, how we eat, how we live. Keep order. We're losing that, and it's fucking this country up. We need order, and it got to start at home. So I guess I'll end this by saying just, you know, that's where I think we can start with this, with, you know, us just being out of order. We got to start in the house first. We need more families put together, that stay together, that keep order in the house so the kids can grow up and have order, so the society can start to, so neighborhoods can have order, society can have order. We got to get back to order, because if we keep going down this road, we're on a collision course to fucking crash. Like I said in the very beginning, it's a four-way coming. We're all driving down the road, and all the traffic lights right now are green. What you think is going to happen when we all collide? Anyway, that's it. It's going to be the end of the podcast. I normally go about 40, 45 minutes. This is a little shorter than the other ones. But I thank you guys for listening. I hope you got something from this. I know it sound more like a rant than an actual podcast, but this has been on my heart for a minute, man. We got to get this shit together. I know me and my household, we're going to have order, because one thing we ain't going to do in my house, it ain't going to be no everything goes. Not in my house. We're going to have order. And I got to start with my own family. And I hope everybody out there listening do the same. Anyways, thanks for listening. And as always, I'll see you again on another episode of the SP, the Soliloquy Podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace out.